Okay, and you say, we have what, many branches out of the road?
We have drug.
Okay. What would you use to break up the ground with in the spring?
Well, back when we had horses, we used a plow.
Mm-hmm. What, are there different types of plows?
Yes. There's a whole lot of different types, so according to the what you're using them for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my grandpa was a blacksmith,
mm-hmm.
and he made all kinds of things from iron or wood.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the early days, you see, in the pioneer days, blacksmiths were very important people in a community, and his blacksmith was in Lawrenceburg, just south of the creek.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yankees came through, and they during the war, and he had to shoe every horse that needed shoeing. He had to fix everything that happened to be broken concerning anything they had.
Mm-hmm.
And after he did all that, they set fire. They broke up everything that they could break,
mm-hmm.
and set fire and burned up all that would burn. He had been working four men in his shop, and one of them was a black man.
Mm-hmm.
But he paid him. He didn't believe in slavery, and he was paying him same he was the white man. And he had four forges,
mm-hmm.
you know, where they heat the things. And he could make carriages, anything out of wood or iron.
Mm-hmm.
And so they burned up everything he had, broke up everything he had, except he got enough stuff together that he could start out again with one forge. And he moved to this place,
mm-hmm.
And had his blacksmith shop just across the road over there.
Mm-hmm.
And he just had one forge after he moved here. That's what the Yankees did to one grandfather. And what they did to my other grandfather down in Alabama, I've already told you.
Yeah.
Now, why did they just want to tear up and ruin everybody? I don't know. Looks like just shooting one another's enough.
Yeah.
But that's what they did to two of my grandfathers.
Well, they burned my city.
And my father learned to make anything that he had needed to use, about fixing his tools or he was a good carpenter. He could make anything he wanted to. He learned it in his daddy's shop.
Mm-hmm.
And he never had to hire anybody to fix anything for him.
Mm-hmm.
He fixed himself. No, my grandfather invented that nobody in this area, at least, knew anything about a double shovel.
Mm-hmm.
It's a plow, two, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's like you want to cultivate,
mm-hmm.
like between the rows of the corn,
mm-hmm.
cultivate. Instead of one right in the center, we had two and went along and got the entire piece of land right in between the corn. And he invented that himself. He'd never seen one. He just thought about it.
What could you use? After you've plowed, what could you use to break up the ground even finer?
Well, we used scratchers sometimes.
What's that?
Well, that's a bunch of small ones, maybe as wide as your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fixed here, you know, and they'll give.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hit a rock, they bounce up.
Hmm.
And that's a scratcher.
Mm-hmm.